Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for February 19th. We are here to talk about everything that's been going on the Celebrity Big Brother live feeds, everything that happened yesterday. And we're going to tell you what happened yesterday today, because that's how we work. Me today is the wonderful Melissa Denny. How are you doing, Melissa?
Well, I was telling you earlier, do I look half asleep? Because I totally am. It is 7 a.m. here in L.A. Never thought that I'd be doing a morning update, not going to lie. But you know what? Here I am, ready to talk about Big Brother. Full disclosure, not totally caught up because I was planning on catching up yesterday's feeds today. And so here we are. I'm going to be a great listener and commentator, but probably will not be leading the feeds discussion.
Well, yes, Melissa, very dedicated to her work. You know, even though she's on the West Coast, she's up here with me very early in the morning. So thank you, Melissa. Very, very, very kind of her. Let's get started. At the beginning of the day, James and Mark, they were going back and forth. They got this deal from Omarosa yesterday, the day before, that was, hey, let's work together with Meta and you'll vote out, Ross and everything will be cool. And they were very tempted by that deal. But as they're talking yesterday morning, they're going back and forth. They're worried like, oh man, I wish we could work with Omarosa, but not have to take Ross out. Because if we take Ross out, that's another guy gone. It means the girls are going to outnumber us again. And we're just so worried about these girls that we don't know what to do. So I feel like maybe we just have to stick with Ross. And so if we do that, then we'll need to make a final four with Ross and Marissa. Obviously, I think this is not the route to go. Like,
no,
even if they could trust Ross and Marissa, which they absolutely can't, I think it's still probably not the right route to go.
I don't understand why they're even considering it, because they're just trying to get on like the bottom of an alliance. Whereas with Omarosa, they're right up there. I feel like it just doesn't make any sense to me when they're like, I'm going to be on the bottom of a totem pole of a bigger alliance because that will make me safer. It just doesn't make any sense to me. They need to think about this logically and be like, okay, Omarosa is alone. I mean, maybe she has Meta, but like that's Meta. Who knows? So, you know, she's alone. They are at like, it's a 3-person alliance. I mean, Meta potentially included, but why not go with it? Has the other side made any indication whatsoever that they're interested in working with you? No, they've been trying to get out James this whole time. They've been wanting to put up Mark as a pawn this whole time. It just doesn't make any sense to me why they're trying to just jump into this old power alliance when they should be forming their new power alliance where they can be at the top. I hate when it makes me so frustrated, because like my favorite thing is when people start a new alliance to go against the power. Like that's my favorite part of the show. And I just feel like recently in these past couple seasons, everyone just wants to be part of the power.
Yeah.
It just is horrible.
Well, yeah, you know, we talked about it yesterday that like, this was a very good thing for James. Not that it was like the end all be all, like this is an alliance that he could necessarily trust or ride to the end, but it shifts the house and the power structure, and it puts him in a much better position than he was in before, because before he was in a final five with Ross, after the final four he had been in with Ross, both of which Ross was planning on betraying him as soon as possible. So you have to assume like Ross betrayed your original final four. Then he had this final five with you that he never intended on honoring. And now you're wanting to make a final four with him. And now you think he's going to honor this? Like, of course not.
Yeah, he's been betraying their final four alliance. Like it doesn't make sense to me that James would believe that Ross and Marissa would be. I mean, they went against Shannon when they were supposedly in a final four. They went against James. Like I don't understand why he all of a sudden thinks that this is a good idea now after time and again. And Ross and Marissa have proven that they don't care about James or even want to work with him. So James, I thought James was smarter than this. It's so frustrating.
It really is. He just has like some trauma about like all those women coming against him. And he's just been so adamantly for the guy. He still thinks it's a gender war in the house, mm-hmm. even though it stopped being that on the night that he was saved. So yeah. He really can't figure it out.
Yeah. And Ross is totally ingrained in that, you know, big, strong alliance with the women. Like he's totally involved in that. And James seems to think that because Ross is a guy, he's not. And that's totally wrong. Ross is more part of that alliance than Omarosa is. And she's a woman. It's not about the gender thing. It's about who has been going against you actively this whole time and who is someone you can actually work with, or he even wants to work with you. Omarosa approached them. She approached Mark and James saying that she wanted to work with them. And they keep approaching instead Ross and Marissa. What is the draw?
Yeah.
amazing.
I genuinely think Omarosa is one of the few people who is willing to go toward the end of the game with James, just because she doesn't really have any other options. Mm-hmm. I think she would choose Ari over James, but that's just like one person. Whereas I think Ross and especially Marissa would cut James in an instant.
Oh, yeah.
But like, not only is Omarosa potentially willing to go down to the end with James just because she doesn't have much other option, and also probably feels pretty comfortable that he may take her, but she also has a lot of influence over Meta, who has been gunning for James for a long time, and he's mm-hmm. got to win one of these physical competitions at some point. Like they haven't really been suiting him yet, but there's got to be one like physical competition that Meta is just going to be able to beast, because, for as athletic as James is, Meta is like a whole other class of athlete.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I also think that it's really telling that Omarosa is making this deal with them when she's in power, whereas Ross is making this deal with them when he's totally his back's against the wall and he's on the block. And I just think that if someone comes to you, even when they have power, trying to make a deal with you, it's not a desperate, potentially fake deal. It's that they actually genuinely want to make a deal with you, or at least that's the way I'm seeing it. And I think that he should recognize that Ross will do or say anything just to stay. And so will Marissa to help Ross stay. So they shouldn't trust anything that comes out of their mouth.
Yeah. Yes. So they have this conversation and they decide they're going to propose this thing to Ross and Marissa, but they're a little scared too. They have this funny conversation where they're just like, yeah, well, we can't tell Omarosa that we're saying no to the deal, right? We're just going to blindside her. So should we go to Ross and Marissa? Oh, I don't know though, but what if they go to Omarosa and then Omarosa gets mad and nominates us if somebody wins the veto? Maybe we shouldn't tell Ross and Marissa either. Yeah, but that's maybe not yet. So for a little while, they were just planning on, they had this imaginary Final Four with Ross and Marissa. But they do eventually approach Ross with this idea. And Ross, of course, is like, oh, yes, totally, absolutely, 100%, Final Four, let's do it. And they're like, do you think Marissa would be in? He's like, yeah, definitely. Yep, we're good. So they bring Marissa in. And Marissa, who has expressed to Ross before, like, I don't think I'm willing to say yes to a deal with them, makes good on that word. And they propose a Final Four to Marissa. And Marissa's like, yeah, you know, the thing is, like, I really like Ari and I feel like that would be betraying her. And I just don't know. I just don't know if I can say yes right now.
If somebody comes to you with a Final Four deal or any deal, you say yes. You say yes. You don't have to honor it. Just say yes. Especially when your biggest ally is on the block. Yeah. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. And also, if I'm proposing a Final Four deal to someone or any deal to someone and they're like even remotely hesitant, I'd be like, forget it. We're done. We can't do this. You hesitated. You waited too long.
Yeah, it really, like, she was like, can I just have some time to think it over? And James is like, you know, this is really kind of making me, like, nervous. Like, I really need a commitment from you if we're going to move forward with this. And she was just like, yeah, just like, give me some time to think it over. Mm-hmm. And you're right. Like, at this point, like, James has gone down this path, and I think it's the wrong path to begin with. But at the second Marissa hesitates, you should be like, okay, I need to go back to Omarosa. Mm-hmm. The second Marissa says, give me some time to think, you're like, oh my God, I really need to go back to Omarosa.
Yeah.
And then the whole day, she's thinking about this. Like, this, as far as I'm aware, this still has not even solidified yet. I have no idea how James and Mark can still think this is a Final Four that can work. The signs are all over the place. One, Ross has a deal with absolutely everyone in the house. So why do you think he'll honor his deal with you over anyone else? Two, Marissa is so against working with you that she can't even say the words to your face without constant encouragement from the person that she desperately needs to save to say, no, you need to do this or I go home. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, this is not a good situation. Red flags everywhere.
Like, I understand that Omarosa has this reputation of like, oh, it's Omarosa. We can't trust her. She's evil, whatever. But like, put that out of your mind. That has not been the Omarosa of this game. And she is someone that you could actually work with. I mean, I don't know if Omarosa would stick to any of these deals, but I think that I honestly think that she would at this point. I mean, what else is she going to do? I just feel like she doesn't have any other options, and she's the type of person who would do anything to stay in the game. And I think that she recognizes that she's not truly part of this, you know, four person Ross, Marissa, Ari, Brandy alliance. And she recognizes that there has to be something else that she can do. And I think she would have stuck with the deal with Meta and Mark and James. I really think she would have. I mean, maybe if something were to happen and you know, something crazy would have gone around, but I thought that she was going to stick to it.
I don't know how much she would have stuck to it, but I think she would have stuck to it more than Ross and Marissa would have. And yeah. I think it puts James and Mark in a much better situation overall moving forward. So at the very least, there's that.
That they're not at the bottom of a giant totem pole and really realistically not even part of that totem pole. Like, they're basically just these side things that people would just like pick off no matter what. I don't understand how they wouldn't see that at least Ari is above them in it. So that's already three people above them in the totem pole. Ross, Marissa, Ari.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. And they then say like, oh, this is probably not a great sign. You know, Marissa's lucky that we even asked her. I don't know why she's being like this, but I guess we'll just wait. I'm sure Ross can get her on board. And Ross is saying like, yeah, I can talk to her. Don't worry. I'll get her on board. Everything will be okay. Like, you need to do this privately with her, like, and then she'll come to us and say the words and then leave, and we probably won't ever talk to her again because she has no interest in actually working with her, working with us. This is a very bad situation. This is not an alliance.
Yeah, all signs point to get out now. Don't keep going forward. It's just go somewhere else. This is clearly not working. Like, if they had gone to Ross and Marissa and they both were like, oh my God, yes, we need to work with you guys. You guys are strong, like, da, da, da. Maybe I'd be like, well, you know, who knows? But I mean, they're not even giving them any sure signs that they want to even work with them. So I'd say get out.
Yeah. So then Ross goes to Marissa and he says exactly what you'd expect him to say. If you don't say yes, I'm going to leave. I'm going to get voted out. So could you say yes, please? You don't have to honor it. You just got to say yes, please. And she's like, I guess I probably will. There's no way I'm honoring this. I'm definitely picking Ari over them 100% of the time. There's no way I'm ever going to truly work with them. But maybe I can say yes. Just give me a little more time, Ross. I just need a little more time. I'm sure I'm going to say yes. I can't lose you. She even says to James, I need to save Ross. I will do anything to save Ross, but I'm not willing to say yes to a deal with you right now.
That's so weird. Just say yes.
So, ultimately, this is the end of this kind of back and forth so far. I'm sure they'll talk about it today before the veto and the eviction. I'm sure Marissa will say yes, and James and Mark will probably take that, which is kind of very silly.
It's so disappointing, too. I was so excited when Omarosa became HOH and was like, all right, here's the deal. I'm working with you, James, you, Mark, you, Meta. Let's go for them. Like, I was so excited because, you know, that's what you want to see is finally somebody else taking control. There being a power shift and them forming their own alliance to go against the power alliance. And you know, I was thrilled. And now I just feel like, oh, wait, nothing really is happening. Everything just like down the drain. They're not even, I don't know. I was very excited about that, the new four.
Yeah. And Nikki in the chat was saying, like, Mark and James are dumb, but not sure if Marissa's acting even dumber. Well, if they take the deal, they're the dumbest. Yeah, it's like making the decision to side with Ross and Marissa in the first place, a bit dumb.
Yeah.
Marissa not saying yes to it, even dumber. Them agreeing to this deal after Marissa refused to say yes to it,
Yeah. The
dumbest.
The dumbest, for sure. For sure. It just doesn't make any sense strategically. I just don't. I mean, I guess like if she was a little bit hesitant, but at the end of the conversation was like, you know what, guys, like, I'm sorry. Like, I was being an idiot. Let's do this. I'd be like, I can understand why they might still go with it. But the fact that it's been like what, like a lot of time and they're still not quite solidified, that's got to tell you something.
Mm-hmm. In Big Brother, there's often a thing that at least I've noticed where when you're talking to somebody about a plan, the default is to say yes. Everybody just says yes because that's the smart thing to do. Mm-hmm. Most people just do that. So in order to really like know that the person actually agrees with what you're saying and actually wants to work with you is their level of excitement, right? So there's usually, especially when you're forming something new, there's usually an air of excitement like, this is... oh, we're doing it, guys. Like, this mm-hmm. is, this is it. We're doing good things and this is exciting and we're going to change things and it's going to be awesome. And when you have that, that's about as good as it gets when it comes to agreement. It's a lot more than, oh yeah, I'll totally do that. 100%. Definitely.
but
at least that's a yes. When you don't even have that, when it's, let me think about it. You know, this is never going to happen. Never.
Yeah, I feel like the no is when you say, let me think about it. Or like, right. I'll get back to you. Or, yeah, maybe. That's like basically a no.
Because exactly.
There's going to be very rare circumstances where you're going to get, no. So I think that that's essentially a no. That's about the most no that you will get.
Yeah.
Is it maybe? Or is it, let me think about it and get back to you? Like, even if someone... if I propose a deal to someone and they come back to me with a, yeah, okay, yeah, that could work. Let's try that. Or something very, you know, low key like that. I would already be like, uh-oh, this isn't happening. Clearly they don't want to do it. And I'm proposing something that's totally against their interest or whatever. Like the only way that you know that a deal is real is the level of excitement. And there is zero excitement. There's negative excitement with Marissa right now. So that's, very telling, or at least it should be.
Yeah. But, you know, good for Ross, because in the storm of all this dumb, he stands out as the one not being dumb. And he was in real danger here, but his relationship with James and Mark has really pulled through. All that talk about guys, got to be scared of the women. It really is ingrained now. And it looks like he's going to pull through this. I still think he might have trouble winning. His jury management leaves a lot to be desired. But I could very easily see him toward the home stretch at this point, as long as he survives the night and Marissa doesn't screw it up for him.
Yeah, what sucks is that I don't really want anybody to go home. I'm at that point like where I'm just like, okay, well, you know, initially I was like, yeah, let's get Ross out. He's too strong. You know, we got to have other people, you know, rise up and take over that power position. And then I was like, yeah, but he's playing a pretty good game. I mean, the fact that he's already maybe not going home, even though he was Omarosa's main target and she was trying to find any way possible to get him to go home. You know, now that there's a possibility he might stay, I'm like, you know, maybe he should stay. He is playing a good game. And then I'm like, yeah, but then Brandy's on the block. I don't want her to go home. I thought she was playing a really strong game. And then it's like, well, who else would go on the block? Okay, well, I don't want them going home. I feel like I'm in this weird position where I like everybody that's still in it, which is very rare for me. I usually have at least someone who really frustrates me. But this time, I really don't have anyone that I hate. I'm really liking this cast and I'm really liking what's going on. It's just really fun.
Yeah, I think ultimately, I still think Ari is playing one of the best games. Brandy, slightly less so. I think ultimately, if Ari ends up losing this game, it's probably going to come down to the decision to allow Ross to form this relationship with James. Last week, when they had the option, they knew that Ross was making a separate deal with James. And then instead of acting on that knowledge and potentially saving Shannon over James, not that they had the option to get rid of James at that point, they just allowed it to happen. And they, you know, they jumped in on this final five, but they didn't really do a whole lot to discourage this thing. And now it's gotten to a point where, Ari could be in danger. I mean, Brandy almost certainly will be going home because of this. And now Ari will have to sort of, get back to something. I still think that Ross and Marissa will work with Ari. I don't think she's in that much danger, but she has lost Brandy, because of this, and she's in a slightly worse position, because of it. But I still think that she is in a good spot. She ends up having a conversation with Omarosa, where they talk about the fact that Meta tried to escape the night before again. We really thought he was in it here.
It was over. Yeah, I thought his little escape thing was over.
Apparently, he was doing the math in the middle of the night and was just like, nah, I'm good.
I don't understand it. I really thought that once he was like, all right, I'm here to play, that he really was like there for the long haul. And now I don't know anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. But you know what? He's in my draft, so I'm rooting for him.
Yeah. Well, boy. still could win. But Omarosa is talking to Ari and saying, look, you got to make some deals because Ross and Marissa, they're making a deal with James and Mark. And that's not good for you because that means Brandy's going to go home. You're going to be all alone. I'm going to be all alone. And Meta doesn't even want to play. We need to talk Meta into staying and working with us because we don't have anyone else. So they do. They go to Meta and they're like, hey, Meta, please don't leave. Please don't leave us. We need you. Could you just please stay and help us out? Because James is just going to win this game. And we know we need to get Ross out, but that's probably not going to happen. And we really need you to stay. And Meta's like, yeah. All right. I'll do that. I got you guys.
So ridiculous. And you know, to be honest, I really did think Ari was playing a really great game, but I feel like she's the way she like turned on Brandy. I thought that was really dumb. Because I felt like her and Brandy were so close. They had such a good bond. And not only that, Brandy was a really great like meat shield for Ari because Brandy was out there and she was loud and she was rubbing people the wrong way. And she was, you know, it appeared that she was making all those strategic decisions. So I felt like it was so smart of Ari to kind of sit in the background, but still be really strategic and still be the one making a lot of the decisions, but behind the scenes and have Brandy just out there out front. But the way she was just so willing to lose Brandy, like, okay, I get you're upset about the sympathy vote, but that upset that you'd lose your one ally, like, she knows that Ross and Marissa are closer.
Well, she wants to save Brandy if she can.
Well,
but
yeah,
she doesn't have the numbers.
Yeah, but like, I mean, before this, before Brandy was even on the block, she was like,
Basically, she's
just so pissed off. It's like, it's really not that big of a deal. It's one sympathy vote and she told you about it. It's not like she lied to you and now you can't trust her anymore. She actually went and said to you, like, look, I did this. And that's a sign of a good ally, is that they're going to be open and honest with you and tell you everything. And I just don't understand why Ari was so willing to give her up. And so now I'm a little less hyped on Ari, because I was really hyped on her. I was like, wow, this girl, she's so impressive. She's totally getting it. But now I just feel like, I don't know if she truly is getting it, or if she's just like, we think she's getting it because she's quieter about it.
No, I mean, I do think she plays it well. I think that obviously Ross is the best active player in the house. I think Brandy or Ari is the best like natural player, and she has a lot of advantages just being who she is. She's a very kind, nice in general, like person. She gets along with a lot of people, and a lot of people really like her. Even people like Omarosa, who are like, yeah, Ari can probably beat all of us in the end, is like, but I don't want to get rid of Ari. I want to keep her toward the end. She has that like JT quality where it's just like, I'd be fine losing to Ari. That's totally fine with me. But
I thought you meant Justin Timberlake for a second. And I was like, all right, I can see it, I guess. I don't know why I like went along with it without even questioning it. I was like, okay, Justin Timberlake, got it.
Everyone knows Justin Timberlake would mop the floor with, he's got that Big Brother people.
JT quality.
me referring to Justin Timberlake as JT, I think, like, is the most unbelievable part of that.
Not only are we talking about Justin Timberlake here, but we're like referring to him as JT.
Yeah.
And just assuming everyone else gets it. For some reason, I thought this is normal.
This is what happens on the morning updates, especially on the West Coast.
Yeah, seriously, oh my God. I'm just like, yeah, JT, all right. And who's the Britney Spears in this? I'm just continuing on the metaphor. Yeah. You're like, I was not even talking about him.
So I mean, she has that quality about her, and she doesn't know the game as well. She's not quite as active, but I do think she's playing a game that is more likely to win than Ross's game. It seems like a sort of battle, even though they've been working together and they probably will continue to work together. It's like this battle between Ari, who is the like more natural, social, more subtle, interesting player, and then Ross, who is like the super fan, aggressive, I'm going to take control of this game, and then hope you can win a jury vote kind of player. And then there's, you know, Omarosa, who is just like the total wild card, who is manipulating as much as possible and trying to do all, just throw wrenches in every plan. And then you've got James, who's just like this big blunt instrument that's just like bumbling around and like doing well in competitions.
Makes for a very exciting season.
Yeah.
I think it's great. I mean, Omarosa, I'm having to correct myself because I'm trying to pronounce it correctly, but I'm so used to Omarosa because that's how she went by in The First Apprentice, or at least that's the way I've come to know her. But anyway, Omarosa is the villain, the type of villain that I love, in that she's not really a villain. She goes against whatever heroes are designated as the heroes, even though really, like, I mean, Ross, Marissa, Brandy, like Ari, are they really the heroes? I don't know. But she's always going against whoever is like the leading person of the group. And I love it. And I think that she's so intelligent and she's so well-spoken, and she doesn't take anything from anyone. And I love that she doesn't just yell and you know, just get just super crazy. That's not really something I like to watch. I like to watch how she can just totally rip someone apart by just being very calm about it. And I just love the way that she's so fun to watch. I think she's awesome. And I feel like she's always calculating. So even when she's saying something and you're like, wait, why though? Why are you going with this person? Why are you talking to this person? Why are you saying this thing to this person? You know that there's some reason behind it. And usually you find out later and you're like, oh, whoa. I don't know. I love her. I think she's so fun.
Yeah.
I want her to be on every reality show.
Well, the crazy thing about like Omarosa is that like most people, when they get to the Big Brother house, in fact, almost all people, they try to find allies, and then they work with those allies, and they they basically tell their allies everything and they're like truly working together. Omarosa has no true allies. She just lies to everybody all the time. Like there's nobody you like, maybe you could have said Keisha, but even then she totally was still playing Keisha and telling people information about Keisha. She has no allegiance to anybody. And
I love it. I
truly stirs chaos. Yeah.
It reminds me of like Dr. Will, if Boogie wasn't there, you know what I mean? Like I know he was loyal to Boogie, but other than that, he, I mean,
it was Dr. Will after Chiltown got voted out in Big Brother 2.
Yeah. It was that's just, he's out there for himself and he's willing to lie to anybody. He's willing to say anything to anybody, but at the same time, he's very personable and charming. And I kind of feel like she can turn on the charm for sure. She can make people like her and make people, if she wants to, you know, totally fall for her. And so I think that it's very reminiscent. And I love that sort of player.
Yes. So ultimately, Omarosa says if the veto is used, if any kind of veto is used and she has the option, she will be putting Marissa up on the block as a replacement, no matter who comes down. And that's interesting. Like there are a lot of different situations that could play out, obviously, depending on which veto is chosen and then who wins it and what they do with it. Doom Tribe in the chat says he thinks Omarosa could still put James up as a replacement nomination. I wouldn't rule that out either. I think if it gets out to Omarosa that James has truly betrayed this deal that they made, she could be like, you know what? I made a deal with you. I promised I wouldn't put you up. But you already broke your word to me. You already broke a deal with me. You're planning on saving Ross. So take a seat, boy. I don't think it's particularly likely, but I think it absolutely could happen depending on the events of today.
I just really want to see the end result being that two people from that four-person alliance or the original four-person alliance are on the block. Mm. Whether it's Ross and Brandy, Ross and Marissa, Brandy and Marissa, whatever it may be. I want to see that because I don't want a situation where those four just continue to steamroll everything the rest of the way. Not that they're steamrolling right now, but I just mean like, I feel like the longer they stay in as a foursome, the more likely it is that we're going to see those four near the end. So I just want to see some sort of shakeup. I want, you know, somebody from that group to go home and ideally not Brandy because I think that she's really fun.
Yes. I think that the most likely outcomes tonight, I think probably the spotlight is still chosen, as Brent mentioned on the podcast last night. The James Maslow Twitter account did advocate for the VIP veto. In response to which I promptly advertised my services as a Big Brother Twist advisor. In case any celebrity needs help advocating for any twists. My services are available.
It's a very specialized market.
Yeah.
But, you know,
just in case you're worried that you might advocate for a twist that may or may not put your player in unnecessary danger, I'm here to help you out and stop you from doing that. So, higher turn.
I like it.
I think they got enough flack for it, though. They eventually changed and were like, okay, guys, spotlight. Spotlight is the one.
Oh boy. Wow.
So I do think Spotlight will probably be chosen. There are a couple options here. Ari would probably take Brandy off the block. Brandy would probably take herself off the block, in which case I think it would be Ross and Marissa. What happens then? James and Mark definitely vote out Marissa over Ross. This is an interesting situation. This is what Omarosa should have done in the first place, is put Marissa on the block instead of Brandy. I know some people are happy about the like two from different pairs, but if she really wants Ross out, she needs Marissa up against him, because then Ari and Brandy can make the decision. We want to keep Marissa over Ross. They can vote Ross out. Meta will vote Ross out with them. Ross will go home in that situation. Mm-hmm. So that is the situation where Ross could go home, a Brandy or an Ari win. Unfortunately, I don't think Meta or Omarosa realize that that's an option for them at the moment. So I don't think they would choose to use the veto on Brandy. However, if it's a spotlight veto, they may have to use the veto. So if Omarosa or Meta or Ari or Brandy win. I think all of them will take Brandy down instead of Ross. And if Marissa goes up in her place, I do think that Ross could go home. Certainly, there are people in the chat who think that Ari and Brandy might choose Ross over Marissa. That's certainly possible. I think it's become pretty clear that Ross and Brandy know each other outside of the house. They had some sort of pregame, not necessarily like specific pregame alliance, but they have a relationship outside of the house, and that's mm-hmm. one of the things that's been keeping Ross good with Brandy when he might not otherwise have been able to.
Yeah.
I do think it's possible. I think that, if they're working in their own best interests, they certainly would want to keep Marissa over Ross. And I think Omarosa would be pushing for it. I think it could be interesting. I think there might be some arguments at that point. I think we might see like a live argument between Ari and Brandy, like, no, we got to keep Marissa. No, we got to keep Ross. So we'll see. But then anyone else, James, Mark, Ross, Marissa, those four. So it's really half and half here. They would choose to take Ross off the block and put Marissa up in his place. In which case, I still think that Brandy will be leaving. So interesting stuff. Obviously, very likely that one of those three will be going home tonight. And I would love to see the situation where Marissa gets put up on the block against Ross. I think that's the thing with the most excitement.
Yeah.
Who goes home? Is there any arguments? And interesting stuff there.
Yeah, I'm just so disappointed that there's this veto twist. I mean, I know it might not even make that much of an impact, but at the same time, like, I've been loving the gameplay so far, and I don't think they've needed any twists. And I've been so happy that I thought they had recognized that they don't, especially with the sped up gameplay. It's like you don't need to keep throwing things in there to like shake it up and make it exciting. It's been really exciting. And this is the first week we've had like a real power shift. And oh, great. Now we have this veto wrench thrown in. And I just feel like I don't want to have to worry about who's going to win this veto and what type of veto is it going to be. Like, let's just watch. I just want to see what happens as we're just watching, because it's fun and exciting. And Omarosa is HOH. Like, why do we have to throw this in there? I don't know.
Nikki in the chat pointed something out that I hadn't thought of, but probably true. If James wins and uses it on Ross, won't Omarosa at least like warn him, be like, hey, if you use this on Ross, then you're betraying the deal. I'm going to put up Mark. I don't have any deal to protect Mark. So if you betray me and save Ross instead of Brandy, then I'm going to put up Mark in his place, and Mark will go home. I can see that happening too. So
bad case scenario for this, because I don't want to see Mark go home. And mainly because he's in my draft.
Man. Oh man. So seriously though, look, think about how amazing this could be. If there's an argument between like Omarosa and James telling you can't use that veto on Ross, and he's like, oh, but I'm going to use the veto on Ross. I'm going to put up Mark. That could be crazy and awesome. And then, if the veto is used on Brandy and Marissa goes up and it's Marissa versus Ross, the arguments between like, who do we vote out? That could also be awesome. The last time we had a Monday night episode, we were hoping for big things. We were hoping for an epic blindside. Well, we were a bit disappointed. It was entertaining in its own right, but things didn't work out the way we had hoped. But let's hope that tonight will be different, because there's a lot of potential.
There's a lot of potential. There's a lot going into this. It's hard to even analyze what's going to happen or who's going to go home tonight, because there are so many factors.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many various elements that could come into play here. So we really have no idea who's going to. It literally could be anyone at this point besides Omarosa.
Yeah. And it's crazy too, because like on a normal season, when I do these updates, it's like, I do the update. It's probably good information for at least the day, probably a couple of days. With this season, I do the update in the morning, and by like 5 o'clock, I'm like, well, my update's out of date now. Like,
none of that matters.
Things have changed, and can't wait till I get to explain all the new things tomorrow.
Keeps it exciting though, much better than the last season where it was like, all right, well, Paul's getting to the end, and that's that.
Every morning,
cool,
I was like,
let's just keep going.
Every morning was like, yes, things are the same. But here's what people talked about.
Yeah, here's generally what they talked about. They did a little Dominique talk show. the end.
So to cap the day off, Ross had a conversation with Ari. This is him again feeling like this is his great jury management. He's like, you know, I love you and we're totally gonna be friends after this no matter what happens. She's like, sure. Like, he's like, okay, good, now I'm covered. I got her to agree that no matter what happens, now if she gets angry, I'm gonna be like, we said no matter what happens. Why are you being so rude and getting upset?
Hey, that strategy right there.
Yeah. Then Ari had a conversation with Marissa after her conversation with Omarosa, where Omarosa said that the two of them had a deal with James and Mark. And she was like, you know, I know you guys have a deal with Mark and James. And Marissa was like, what? No, we don't have an alliance. Marissa, again, just like, even if she's telling the truth, which kind of technically is because she never agreed to it, she just looks so guilty. No matter what, if she denies anything, she just looks so guilty. But she's like, no, immediately runs to Ross. And she's like, Ross, how does she know? Who told her? Oh my God. Ross, what are we doing? And Ross is like, calm down. She's probably just guessing. It's okay. All you need to do is tell her that no matter what happens, you'll be friends.
That's all you need. Friendship. Yeah. Please not again.
So that was basically the day. Just a lot of you know, a lot of really bad gameplay, a lot of craziness, and you know, there's a lot of potential for tonight. So I'm excited. Okay. Are you excited?
I'm very excited. Yes. It's going to be really interesting to play out.
Yes, I believe, I don't think we have a guest scheduled for tonight. So I believe the two of us will be back tonight to talk about the episode and the live veto and eviction. So look out for that, everyone. Thank you, Melissa, for joining me this morning.
Of course.
Yes. everyone, thank Melissa for waking up at the crack of dawn.
Yeah, seriously, it was dark out still. Now it's nice and light, but it was dark.
Nobody can say that you are not dedicated to
too.
Yes. Thank you everyone for joining us. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes to the dedicated Big Brother feed. You can also subscribe to the Reality TV Wrap-Ups feed. We actually just did this Valentine's kind of special, the newly host game, where we did the match game with podcast hosts. I was matched up with Lita, my American Ninja Warrior co-host. And we had to play a game about like how well you know each other. So I just don't care about Lita's life. So I don't know how that's going to go. But make sure you check it out. It was a lot of fun. We really enjoyed ourselves. So that's on the Reality TV Wrap-Ups feed as well. So you get lots of great content on that feed. Make sure you check out our recap tonight. We've got the LFC roundtable tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. I will be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on the feeds. And make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taryn. Melissa is at Melissa with three A's. And what's that?
You'd said at Melissa, but
at Melissa.
Melissa.
Oh man, at and it. I got it. First, I call you Marissa.
Yeah. What the heck?
What's going on? Now I'm turning its to ats, and oh man, it's a mess.
Something's wrong.
Taryn, you know I love you, but when you mess up words like that, it just makes me really disappointed. It makes you look like the mean boy. Makes you look like the mean boy.
You just have to get quieter and quieter. I just so love it so much. Just like, well, this is what's going on.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I will see you next time. Yes.